What's good, everybody? We back with another episode of We Just Be Talking. It's your host, Gold. So, reason why they haven't had podcast episodes. Again, good reason. I was going to come out with a couple episodes last week, but I changed my mind. And this is because I decided to post on Instagram and ask for suggestions for podcast topics. Because, honestly, me personally, I love the podcast. I enjoy it. But it's just that with adulting and other venues that I'm trying to get going, it's just a lot of time. It's the podcast is more time consuming than people realize, because a lot of people think, like, what's so hard about a podcast? You just hop it on and you just saying stuff into a microphone and that's it. But it's really not as easy as one may think. Like, you literally have to, first you have to think of a topic that you think will be engaging for not only you to discuss, but for your audience to receive. You have to think of that. You have to know what lanes you want to stay in on your podcast, like what topics you want to go into, what you want to delve, what you want to dive into, what you want to discuss. You have to know all those things, and you have to formulate legit topics. And you think, like, oh, it's so much to talk about all the time, this and that, but you get a little, what I'm trying to say, you get a little mental blocks going on. You get writer's block going a lot. Like, writer's block can hit you a lot. Not saying like I write my podcast episode, because clearly I don't. This is just off the top of my head. I do have to, if I want to talk about a topic, I have to do the research behind it, because the last thing I want to do, is come on and be extremely misinformed. So I try my best to educate myself on a topic before I present it to you guys and discuss it with you guys. So I posted on Instagram, not on the official page, We Just Be Talking, which I want you guys to follow, because that said WJBT.podcast. It's on Instagram. I don't have a Twitter. I don't have a TikTok. I don't have any of that on there yet. Haven't branched out to that yet, but that's coming. Like I said, it's just a lot to do by yourself. Like, doing this all solo and then maintain this thing, because I stream on Twitch from time to time. I do the podcast and I work, and life in general. It's a lot to, you know, a lot to balance. So, you know, just give me a little grace. I'm trying to get a routine going, a schedule going. Like I said, I don't know how things are going to look as far as work in the future. So it's kind of hard for me to really set a solid routine. I have to kind of make sure I know exactly what's going on at work for an extended period of time, in a way, because I don't want to set these things and then I get hit with news that something might have to change and then boom. So I'm trying to wait just a little longer to get a definitive answer on a few things. So that's that with that. But again, follow the official page, WJBT.podcast. It's on IG. I'm doing this because I want to move the podcast from my personal page to where I could post on the actual page for the podcast, like the official page for it, because I keep my page private because that's my personal page. So I make my personal page private. That's just what I decided to do. I want to do. And I've not changed it. I've always had my IG page private, like always. And I want to move the podcast discussion, like the podcast topics and discussions, things I ask on there, I want to move that to the official page, so that way, you know, reach more people, because I don't want to have to accept people onto my personal page to keep up my podcast. That's just not how I want to do. Just not how I want to go about. So, again, please, if you're listening, if you got an Instagram, you got IG, hit me up at WJBT.podcast. It's on IG. I take suggestions all the time, feedback, all these things. I enjoy it. So, got that out the way. So, with that being said, I made a post on IG. And on IG, I asked about for topics. So, I got a lot of good ones. I got a lot of great ones, actually. I got a lot of episodes lined up. And one that came up a lot was the Kendrick and Drake beef. For those who know, even through the podcast, I'm a huge Kendrick fan. I'm a huge Kendrick fan. I'm also a Drake fan. I'm not going to say, like, I hate Drake, though. I keep up with Drake projects. For instance, For All the Dogs. I honestly thought that For All the Dogs was a pretty solid album. I didn't think it was really that bad. I thought it had a lot of fluff in it. But there were a lot of songs on that album that I did enjoy. Like, I enjoyed that album more than most people did. I know people come around to it now more so. But I actually enjoyed For All the Dogs. I didn't have a problem with it. I hated Certified Lover Boy. Couldn't stand it. I actually like the Honest Never Mind. I know that was another one that people hated. I actually enjoyed that one. Her Loss was probably some of the best Drake I've heard in a while. And I kind of take a hit from that one because of 21 being on there, like 21 Savage. So I kind of take a hit from there. But yeah, like I keep up with Drake projects and I enjoy, you know, Drake songs and whatnot. As an artist, I feel like he puts out a lot of fluff nowadays though, and his music is overall is mid. So you know that's just how it is. Just because the volume which he puts out music is just kind of wild and everything like that. So, I put out the post. Kendrick and Drake was brought up a bunch of times, so I said, okay, I'm going to do the episode on it. The reason why I didn't do an episode on Kendrick and Drake beforehand was because of the fact I felt like the window for that had kind of passed, and I still do feel like it's passed, but it's been with the recent video dropping last week for 4th of July, that kind of gave it a little bit more light and everything like that. People are still discussing it and whatnot. And then there's rumors of Drake dropping another track in response to Kendrick and a few others and all that again. So, you know, it's worth discussing. It's worth discussing. It's just a matter of I didn't know if I felt like, you know, putting it out there when I feel like the window was closed. I didn't know if it was, you know, I didn't feel like the window for that was still open. But you know what they say, you miss every shot you don't take. So here we go. We're going to go into it. So this will not just be a one episode thing. I don't believe I will probably do. I want to wrap up the beef portion of it in this episode. That's the plan. So we're a little long. I know it's been a long time since we had a long episode. We might be a little long this time. We're going to see. But I want to wrap up the beef in this episode. And then I want to use that to expand to two other, well, one topic for sure, possibly two. So we might be looking at a two-parter, at most three, and then I'm done with this. Unless some more stuff come up, and then we'll talk about it. Because the thing is, when we just be talking, I'm trying to get back to the essence of it, which is, you know, sports. So sports is brought up a lot. I didn't know you guys missed sports. I apologize. I did not know that you guys miss sports as much as y'all did on the podcast. I really didn't know. I got a couple people that asked me, like, hey, we're going to discuss the upcoming NFL season. What you think about Bronny? And I didn't know that, you know, the sports side of what we were talking was popular like it was. So I'm sorry that I abandoned it so long ago, but I will bring it back. I will bring it back. Because originally I was going to do a separate podcast with that, but I'm thinking about just doing it all on here. We're going to see. We'll get to that. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I'm sorry. I didn't know that you guys enjoyed sports as much. So sports topics will be returning. We'll just be talking. Again, if it's an episode that's not for you, just know that that's just one that's not for you. My goal at the end of the day is to reach as many people as I can and have a little bit for everybody. That's the goal at the end of the day. So if that episode is not for you, didn't really care for the sports, you know, just skip that week. The title will definitely make it clear that it's going to be a sports-centric episode, so you can skip it for sure. And then, you know, if a topic comes up that you feel like you relate to or you want to hear about, then, you know, by all means, listen to it. Like, again, any support I appreciate at the end of the day. So thank you all. But yeah, sports will be coming back as well. But with the topic that brought up a lot was the Kendrick and Drake. And I'm a huge Kendrick fan. I'm a big Drake fan as well. Not going to lie, I'm a fan of both. And yes, people, you can't be fans of both Drake and Kendrick. I know there's this thing now with the new world, but we're going to get into that too, about how people think beef goes, but you don't have to pick a side of an artist. You can literally like both still. It's not a problem. Like, at the end of the day, you don't fucking know these people. You don't. You just know the music. You don't know any of their personal lives for the most part. We just know assumptions and, you know, at the end of the day, we choose to believe what we want to believe. But, okay, so with that being said, we got that. All right, so just got that off the way. Got all that talked about. So, now, let's hop into it. Let's go down this rabbit hole. Because it goes further than these y'all newcomers know. I'm going to say y'all newcomers for people that's fresh to this thing. Because I realize a lot of people don't know how far back that this beef goes. This is not just a new thing. this goes back like years. Like we own like 11 years of them like being in like a Cold War at this point, like it has been. So a little background for it. So before we get to the current events, let's go back in time. So the reason this whole beef originated, like it started branching out, was back in 2013. I remember because it came out in August, and that was my first semester of college. I'll never forget that. That was my first semester of college, came out in August, because Big Sean had an album coming out called Hall of Fame. And he leaked. That's when Bleach was their thing. Like, leaks kind of not really big anymore like they used to be back in the day. People just put the stuff out. But back in the day, like, leaks were big. So he had a promo single kind of thing come out. I want to say it was a promo single and whatnot. I guess you should say that because it wasn't on the album. It's kind of like a little promo thing they had going. So Control, a song called Control. Control had Big Sean featuring Kendrick and Jay Electronica, I want to say those were the three. So the song was cool. It was just, you know, the beat was fire. Sean came on there saying his punchline, heavy flow he had going on, everything like that. And then Kendrick came on. And this was around the time when Kendrick was dropping. He was getting ready to drop To Pimp a Butterfly soon. Because Good Kid, Mad City had came out already. So it was definitely about to be the To Pimp a Butterfly era of things. So that was the big song that popped it off, which was Control. And the Control, Kendrick, me personally, this is my opinion, I don't feel like what he said was really a diss. In my view, I don't feel like it was a diss. I feel like it was more so like a challenge. Like he laid down the challenge, the gauntlet, and he was like, look, this is what it is, the challenge. This is y'all accept or y'all don't. That's how I looked at it. I know that other artists and everyone that people felt like he was dissing. I just don't. So in Control, he said, I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with, but this is hip hop and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, ASAP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Dre Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. He said, that's what he said in the song. And I just thought it was like a challenge to rap. It was a rap challenge. Like he's saying, okay, like, y'all nice, cool, but at the end of the day, I'm trying to be the best. And I don't care what y'all say, like, I'm trying to be the best, and that's how we're going to do this. So a lot of artists didn't take that as kindly. Drake in particular. Drake was one that didn't take that as like a thing, like a friendly challenge. He thought of it as like, you know, you dissing or you coming out with some very like aggressive energy. You know, light skin shit. I'm just gonna call it what it is. So which was crazy because prior to this, there was a tour. Drake had a tour. He dropped Take Care. This was back in what, 20? When did Take Care drop? Like 2011, 2012, around that range. 2011, I want to say. I think it was 2011. Had to be. Yes, 2011. So 2011, he dropped Take Care. And on Take Care, he had featured Kendrick. Kendrick was on the interlude, Buried Alive interview, interlude. So that was kind of like a lot of people's introduction to Kendrick, I would say. Like, it was like a good collection of people's introduction because, you know, Drake, if you listen to Drake, you listen to Kendrick Lamar, you know they're on two different sides of the hemisphere. Like, they're two different artists. Like, they're not the same. Like, they're not. They're just not the same. They both do two completely different things. So you can't really put the two in one basket. As far as artistic styles go, as far as like greatest rappers and all that, you know, they're rappers, so you can throw them all in that basket, but they're on two different sides, in my opinion. So, on that, he had Kendrick on Buried Alive interlude, which kind of brought Kendrick to a wider audience and whatnot. And then that led to Kendrick going on tour with Drake as well. He went on the, it wasn't Take Care, it was that song, it was a song that leaked, which he came out on Care Package. What was it? Club Paradise. The Club Paradise tour, I believe it was called. Kendrick was on that tour with Drake. And ASAP Rocky was on there too. So from that, it spawned what all did it spawn? It spawned fucking problems. They had Drake and Kendrick away ASAP. And who else was on fucking problems? Was 2 Chainz on there? I think it was 2 Chainz. So they had that. Yeah, it was 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz ASAP. Drake, Kendrick. So it had those on there. And also, it spawned on Kendrick's debut, Good Kid, Mad City. It spawned, what was it? Poetic Justice. Yeah, it spawned Poetic Justice. So that was a song featuring Drake on Kendrick's album. All three songs are great albums. Well, not great albums. They're great singles. They're great songs, in my opinion. Like, they're all great songs. Like, I honestly was a fan of the Drake and Kendrick collection. I thought we was going to get a lot going forward, but I was sadly mistaken. We didn't get any more after that. I want to say that was the last time they fucked with each other. They probably didn't like each other more at the fucking problem. It's probably when it kind of fell off. Because we're going to get into that in a second. So, Control drop. Kendrick versus broke the internet. Everyone saying like, oh, Kendrick laid down the gauntlet. He said, y'all come at me. This and that, all that. Had all that gone. So then, Drake was prepping to drop. Nothing was the same. Nothing was the same. The follow-up to Take Care, he was prepping to drop that. And on Nothing Was the Same, he had a song on there called The Language. Yeah, The Language. And with The Language, he said a line that was, I don't know why they've been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring. And people thought that was a shot at Kendrick. They were saying like, oh, Lord, that seems like you taking a shot at Kendrick, saying Kendrick's just saying shit. Like, he not really, what he's saying ain't facts. He basically just saying shit to make y'all think that, oh, he's this super intelligent genius, lyrical genius, but he's just saying bullshit. That's basically what Drake was getting at. But they say that, they denied it. Like, I think Birdman, when I was denying it, saying like, Drake wasn't dissing Kendrick in that song. Y'all just making up, y'all want the beef, but there's no beef and all that. And then also it has times too where like Drake was saying like, you know, it was weird to him how Kendrick said all that, but then when they saw each other in public like a couple of days later, Kendrick was all love and it was cool and all that. And he was like, he didn't feel like that was cool or that was genuine. He felt like that was kind of fake on Kendrick's part. And all that kind of thing. It was kind of wild because I didn't feel like with the entire incident happened, I didn't feel like Kendrick dissed anybody on there. I really didn't. Like, I didn't feel that way because Drake said in the interview, it just sounded like an ambitious thought to me. That's all it was. I know good and well that Kendrick's not murdering me at all on any platform. He said that literally in a magazine interview. Yes, magazines were a thing back in the day, y'all, for the younger listeners. Magazines were a thing. We used to actually read them. So like Drake just felt like he felt some kind of way about it. I don't think it really was that deep. So that's when it started doing the little shots and all that. So this is August of 2013, September of 2013. Now we're in October. In October, they had the BET Hip Hop Awards. The old BET Hip Hop Awards, which was the good version that I knew growing up. I know I sound like an old head, but it's all good. That's why they call us Unc. I don't care. I embrace it. Fuck it. It is what it is. So, we had the BET Hip Hop Awards, and they had these cyphers back in the day, like good cyphers. They were good. And that's when TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, Kendrick, the label that Kendrick was signed to at the time, they had them on there. So, they had the TDE cypher. And on the TDE cypher, you know, Kendrick was spazzing. He had a nice verse on there. He had a nice verse. He freestyled. And on one section of it, he was like, yeah, and nothing's been the same since they dropped Control and tucked the sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes. Like, you know, he said that and some other things, too. So everything was Drake, like, you know, like, you being sensitive, like, you know, like, it's not that deep, bro. Like, chill out. You being real sensitive about this. And, you know, like, if what I say hurt your feelings, then, you know, it is what it is. But it's not that, I don't care. Like, you took it how you want to take it. We'll get back to that a little later. Just remember that for later when we get to actual current events. So then, at the BET Hip Hop Awards, I think Kendrick won Best New Artist and Best Male Hip Hop Artist, I want to say, at that time. And then we skipped to December. In December of that same year, Drake was on the Shit Remix. He was on the Shit Remix, and on there. And Shit was a song by Future, by the way, for those of you who might not know that Future. But on that song, he said, yeah, I just think it's funny how they dangling the bait, but I don't want to kill the niggas on the hooks, though. Said that, basically saying, like, with Kendrick, he was saying, like, it was kind of like a, what's a good comparison? A cat and mouse strategy. He was saying, like, it's kind of like a cat and mouse kind of thing. Like, you know, like, oh, Kendrick is dropping this out, and then they want me to bite on it. And then this and that stuff. Him just, like, saying, you got to say, he throwing out little hints. And he want me to bite it and all that. So then, that's when he led Drake to say in another interview, he was saying that, mind you, I never once said he's, in reference to Kendrick, is a bad guy, or I don't like him. I think he's a fucking genius in his own right, but I also stood my ground as I should. And with that came another step, was then I have to realize I'm being baited and I'm not going to fall. So that's basically him saying, like, you know, like, oh, you want me to respond, but I'm not going to really do it, all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm going to stand my ground, and that's it. I'm done with that. But then I'm not going to keep taking this bait to over, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just like, it was like a cat and mouse game, basically, and all that. So then, also on the language track that dropped on this one, the same, Drake made a comment saying he was like a kid. He was the kid with the motor mouth, because Drake had a very strange obsession with calling himself the kid. Well, he was calling himself the kid and the boy and all that. He still called himself that. Like, that's like the little nicknames he got for himself. It's real cute. So, and there on Kendrick Lamar, he had, So he had, another line on a song, Pay For It. He said, I tell them all to hell King Kendrick, retroactive in my vengeance, been dissecting your motor mouth till I broke down the engine. Clearly a shot of Drake. I don't care what no one say. No one, if we all know, this is a shot of Drake. It was clearly a shot of Drake. This happened in October of 2014. So we're in 2014 now. So that was Kendrick's little jab at him. And let's see, what's next on the timeline? There was another song of 2015, Used To. Drake said they gonna say your name on them airwaves, they gonna hit you up right after, like, his only rap. So he basically was dissing Kendrick then, because he was saying how, like, what I was saying earlier, how he was saying, like, how Kendrick, after his Control came out, he saw Kendrick a couple days later, I think at the VMAs, and after that came back and he kind of was cool, like, saying it's all good, nothing wrong, like, you know, it's all love. But Drake didn't feel like that was authentic, because again, Drake had another interview in 2013. He's like, I know that verse had no malice behind it, because I saw him 5 days later at the VMAs and it was all love. He didn't come on there and some, wow, I'm in New York, fuck everybody, don't look at me. It was one of those things. I almost wish he had come in there on that shit, because I kind of lost a little respect for the sentiment of the verse. If it's really fuck everybody, then it needs to be fuck everybody. It can't be halfway for the sake of the people. Which, again, in my opinion, I don't feel like Kendrick said fuck everybody in that verse. I feel like he was just saying, like, y'all are my peers, but I'm trying to separate myself from the rest of you. Like, I want to separate myself from my peers. I want to be the best. Like, we're the next gen of rap, which the people he listed, they were the next gen of rap for that era. So it's like, okay, in this era, I'm going to be the best. I'm going to be up there with the Jay-Z's, the Nas's, the Andre 3 Stacks. I'm going to be in that realm. Y'all can get in when y'all fit in. But I'm going to separate myself from my peers, my competitors. And again, nothing's wrong with that. I don't see the issue with why Drake got so offended with it. I still, to this day, can't understand why he got so offended, or why a lot of rappers got so offended by it. Like, Papoose got offended by it. Jay Electronica got offended by it. And he was on the down. It's crazy. So that led to Drake having a couple of distances back and forth, because Drake he sent a little jab at Kendrick on his 6 p.m. in New York. It got kind of overshadowed because that was mainly a diss for Tyga, so it got a little overshadowed. Then Kendrick dropped King Kunta, which was a single from his The Pimp a Butterfly album. And on there, he made a reference to a rapper with a ghostwriter. And we all know later on, well, this didn't happen at the time, but later on, you know, Meek Mill accused Drake of having a ghostwriter and all that. That sparked their beef and everything like that. So it kind of goes to the thing of, like, Kendrick didn't name who it was, but it's like, okay, He said this, and then Meek Mill ended up accusing Drake of having a ghostwriter, which Drake did have a ghostwriter, and all that. So it kind of came out to be like, oh, damn, so that's what Kendrick was talking about. So another little subtle jab. Like, it's a lot of technique going on in this whole beef. It's very technical, if y'all can't pick up by now. It's very technical with the beef and everything like that. And there's a lot of layers to it. It's a bunch of layers. Like, I'll be talking for hours and hours to go into, like, deep layers. I'm trying to speed through, like, the timeline of the events. Then Drake made some more lines. He used to make some lines on some other songs. Like, he was on the Game song 100. This is in June of 2015. He was on that line. And he kind of downplayed conscious rap, saying, I would have all your fans if I didn't go pop and I stayed on some conscious shit. He did that. And he kind of was just, it's kind of another diss saying, like, you know, I would have, like, if I stayed conscious rap and then go pop, I would have the fans that you have. Like, your fans only gravitate to you because I don't give them that side anymore. But if I did, it would be easy. I would clearly take them from you. So, almost out of breath, y'all. This is insane. So, in 2015, Dr. Dre dropped his super, super, super long-awaited album, Compton. And Kendrick was on a bunch of songs. And then throughout that album, he was sending a lot of shots to Drake and all that. One song called Dark Side Gone, he said, but still I got enemies giving me energy. I don't want to fight now. Subliminally sent to me all of this hate. I thought I was holding the mic down and all that. So he kind of flipped the song that Drake had called Energy, which was cool. It was cool. And this was around the time when the Drake and Meek Mill beef was popping out for real, like in 2015 and everything like that. So that was when it was just clever. It was a lot of cleverness going on, like 2015, that summer, because that's when we had Summer 16 and all that going on. So it was a lot going on. Like, we had like the Summer 16 track from Drake, I think he dropped 0 to 100 at that year too, I think. Can't remember. Might have been 16. I think it was 16. It might have been 16 he dropped. I'm not sure. I have to go back and look. That led to more. This is what Kendrick did on the song Deep Water. He said they liable to bury him. They nominated six to carry him. They worry him to death, but he's no vegetarian. The beef is on his breath. Inheriting the drama better than a great white nigga. This is life in my aquarium. He said this. And that was another diss towards Drake. And that was kind of like him playing off of the Shit remix that dropped years prior. He's playing off of that, saying how, like, Drake was killing hooks and all that. But Kendrick basically, like, stabs himself, like, okay, you killing hooks, but I'm a great white. So, yeah, take that with how you make. So, had that. So then, we had 2016. And Drake, that's when Obama said, like, he would take Kendrick over Drake. And they asked about who he's picking. He took Kendrick over Drake. And he made, because you know they used to do the playlist, every year, the presidential playlist. And he'll pick the song of the year to him. And he picked Kendrick Lamar's How Much a Dollar Cost is his favorite song of 2015. So he picked that. Drake felt some kind of way about that. And he even sent a shout at Obama. He said, tell Obama that my verses are just like whoops, that he ain't a bulletproof. This was Summer 16. So he said that in that song. All right, so we're getting close. So, we had 2016. We in 2016. So, 2016, Kendrick dropped the Untitled Unmastered. That was basically the throwaways from To Pimp a Butterfly. He dropped that. So, on there, he said, let me look and see. He had Untitled 7. He said, just know the mechanics of making your choice and writing your bars. Before you poke out your chest, loosen your bra. That was another diss towards Drake. That was another little shot at him and all that. He was doing, like, another, like, couple little jabs at it. Like, again, it's not a guarantee, like, okay, this is a diss towards Drake. But that was one another thing that it was like, okay, he's directing this towards Drake. So, then we had, if we even go to ESPN, y'all, we go all the way to ESPN with this. Marcellus Wiley and Max Kellerman had a show called, they had a show on there. Was they still doing Sports Nation at that point? I forgot. Anyway, they had their radio show. So they had an interview with Drake. And in the interview, Drake was talking real crazy about Kendrick, because Drake was going to host the ESPYs that year. Was it that year? No. It was prior to that. He hosted ESPYs. Yeah, the ESPYs. It's funny. That's on right now, actually. He hosted the ESPYs. That was some years before this. That wasn't in 2016 he hosted the ESPYs. He hosted those, like, in what? I was young when it happened. Let me see. What year was that? Yeah, I was way younger. That was 2014. Yeah, that was 2014. Yeah, I was younger then. But yeah, it was like 2014 when he hosted the ESPYs and he did an interview with Max and Marcellus Wiley. And we did an interview. Marcellus Wiley later came out years later and said, like, yeah, Drake was talking real crazy in this interview, but his people called because he was basically saying, like, I'm better than Kendrick and he can't fuck with me and all kinds of stuff like that. Like, he was talking real crazy about Kendrick because he was real in his feelings about it. But Drake people called and told ESPN, yeah, don't air that interview. And ESPN execs was like, okay, y'all, we can't air it. And they said, if we air it, Drake said he's not hosting the ESPYs. So they clearly threw it, they destroyed it. So the interview guy never saw the light of day. But it's been said that if that would have came out, it would have boosted the beef. Basically, I think personally probably would have had it to where it's at now in the current day. Probably would have had it there sooner and all that. We're already 30 minutes in and we still on the timeline. See how long this shit go, y'all? Like, this is a long ass beef. So then we go to 2017. And Kendrick dropped the Heart Part 4. He dropped the Heart Part 4. Okay, we in 2017. He dropped the Heart Part 4. And on there, he was saying, yellow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I am the greatest rapper alive. He had a lot of disses and little subliminals towards Drake on there. And he was saying, I'm not two and I got one. Because Drake said on a song called Galchester, I think that's how you pronounce the, pronounce it, I'm not 100% sure, I apologize. He said, I know I said top five, but I'm not two and I'm not, and I'm, yeah, no, he said, I know I said I'm top five, but I'm top two, and I'm not two, and I got one, thought you had one, but it's not one, nigga, nah. He said that on the song, and that was, Kendrick basically was responding to Drake saying that, he's saying, like, no, like, you're not top five, like, that is me, and all that. So, we had 2017 now, so, 2017, he had Down, Kendrick dropped Down, on Down, he had a song called Element. We said, if I got stuff a pussy ass nigga, I'm gonna make it look sexy. If I gotta go hard on a bitch, I'm gonna make it look sexy. All that. He had that song drop. He had an alternative version of it, like the true version. The Elites. I can't remember exactly the time of the Elites, but it did leak. And in the let me see. I don't want to say this the wrong way. Hold on a second. Let me see. Element. It wasn't called Element originally. Like, the original version was like, I think they labeled it as Sons or something like that, I want to say. I think they labeled it as Sons. Dang, I don't know if I can find that one. I don't know if I got it pulled up. I don't. Let's see. All right, I can pull it up. All right, so he had the original version of Element. Sorry, I'm out of breath. This is a lot to talk about. He had the original version of Element, which is called, I think they labeled it Sons. I don't know if that was the real name of it, but they labeled it Sons. And in that one, he dissed French Montana, which is funny. And he dissed Dre Electronica. He dissed Big Sean. Big Sean got, yeah, he dissed the hell out of Big Sean on there. And then he told Drake, your Meek Mill beef might got you gassed up, but I'm a whole nother beast. I'll really fuck you up. He said that in the song. So, yeah, that leaked. And he proved to be right years later. But we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, so we had all that. There's some more jabs thrown in between and all that, but that's like the timeline of how we got to this point. So there's some jabs thrown in between that. So fast forward to the present day, because I'm not going into some other stuff, because there's more, but I'm not going into all those because I'm out of breath already. It's 34 minutes we in already. So, had all that. And after we go through the timeline, we get to the present day. So, we're in 2024 now. We're in 2024. So, now, with this, there was a couple things happened. So, excuse me. Actually, I lied. 2023. So, we have, what was it that dropped? Florida Dogs. We had Florida Dogs. So that dropped. Drake had some songs on there and all that. He had some songs on there. I said, like, I enjoyed that album. It was pretty decent. I didn't have a problem with it. I actually enjoyed it. So had that dropped. and he had a song with J. Cole. He had a song with J. Cole. And the song with J. Cole, it was called First Person Shooter. So on First Person Shooter, we had a couple things being said on there. Let me pull up the lyrics so I can make sure that I'm not misquoting. So we actually had a, I'm noticing some stuff in this song that I didn't realize when I listened to it originally, just looking at the lyrics just now. So Drake was saying his normal shit and all that. Cole was talking about some stuff and blah, blah, blah. So he was saying, love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K. Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three, like we started a league. But right now, I feel like Muhammad Ali. You know, Muhammad Ali is considered, the greatest. Greatest boxer of all time. You know, people call him the great. They call him the GOAT. So this is on about them just bragging, all that kind of stuff. So had that gone. Then Drake had his little verse and all that kind of stuff. So with all that, Lord Jesus, I'm trying to get my thoughts together. I'm really out of breath, so I got to catch my breath first. I'm really out of breath because I tried to speed through that stuff, and I still didn't speed through it. All right, so we had that. Then we went from there, and we go to 2024. We had Like That. We had Like That. So I don't like that. That's a song with Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick Lamar. Because Future and Metro Boomin dropped their album, We Don't Trust You. They dropped that. So when We Don't Trust You, on the intro, out the gate, Future was dissing Drake. And everybody was like, whoa, what's going on? Like, why is Drake getting dissed and all that? And keep going down. And you got to Like That. And Like That came on. The beat was crazy. Future was spinning. And then the second verse come on, you hear Kendrick pop off. Now, Kendrick come on there. Kendrick just spazzes. Like, you like, oh, wow. Like, okay, Kendrick. Like, you really doing your thing. So Kendrick came on there and was like, let's see. I don't want to say the whole thing. Yeah, he said, fuck sneak this and first person shoot. I hope they came with three switches. I crashed out like fuck rap. This millimeter if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If you walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Then he called them niggas a bum. He called them a bum. And then he made a reference saying Prince outlived Mike Jack. As in Prince and Michael Jackson. And then he ended it off with, for all your dogs getting buried, that's okay with all these knives, he gonna see Pet Sears Harry nigga bum. So that's basically like, that's saying like, yeah, Drake is up. Like fuck you, Drake. Like, people are saying like he dissed the fuck out of Drake and Cole. But to me, with Cole, it was more like a, hey, Cole, like, I'm a better rapper, though. Like, chill out. Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm the better rapper. Like, shut your ass up. That's more like it was with Cole. Drake, he really hate Drake. Like, Kendrick hate Drake. It's just how it is. Like, that's legit hatred toward Drake. He admitted this on one of the songs we're going to get into in a second, but he legit hates Drake. Like, that's one that he legit despises. So, this is like with the periods of time I skipped from 2017 to 2024, or 2023, there was other songs came out, because, like, he had a song with Cousin Baby King, Family Ties, and he was saying, like, smoking on your top five, and that song had some little, I think, me personally, it's not confirmed, but I believe, like, he was saying some shots to Drake in that song as well. I'm not going to get into that one, though, because, like, that's not even nothing I can really, like, decipher in the time I have to do this, but you listen to that one, you like, I feel like he was dissing Drake on that, too. I honestly do. And there's some Drake songs filters in through this, too, that you can say, like, oh, he kind of dissing Kendrick, though, now. So when Kendrick dropped that, everyone's saying, like, Drake and Cole, y'all got to respond ASAP. Like, get in the booth right now and respond and all that. So, J. Cole responded first with that 7-minute drill. It was ass. I'm just going to say it now. It was ass. And then he ended up saying that, you know, it didn't sit right with his spirit. And that's not the person he is. So, he ended up deleting it. And that song basically I wiped from the internet. It still exists on YouTube and stuff, but Cole basically said, like, that ain't how I am. Like, Kendrick, you want to diss me back? Do it, but it's all love. I ain't even about to do it. I feel like I was lame for that. Well, she was, because this was ass. It just was. So J. Cole bowed out. So that leaves us with Kendrick. No, that leaves us with Drake versus like 30 people at this point, because the weekend, no, not the week, well, the weekend, yes, but Future and Metro dropped "We Don't Trust You." Then they came back and dropped "We Still Don't Trust You." And that one had even more disses for Drake on it. So altogether, Drake is being dissed by buku people. And then other people come out the world, like Rick Ross. All these people come out and they saying fuck Drake too. Like, apparently everybody got beef with Drake now. So that occurred, and we really didn't care about all the other people. I'm not gonna lie, like, I don't care about Drake dissing The Weeknd, Metro Boomin, Future, Rick Ross. I don't care about any of that. We want to see the main event, which is Drake versus Kendrick. That's what we all want to see. So we waited, I think it was 2 weeks, like 14, 15 days, and a song leaked called Push Ups. Elite. It was sounded like an AI song. I'm not gonna lie. It sounded like an AI generated song. Like, nobody knew if it was real or not. It was questions. And then eventually Drake ended up dropping the official version of Push Ups. And when he dropped that song contained like a lot of disses towards a lot of people, because he had a lot going on. It was legit a 20-year-1. Like, he had a lot going on. So in that song, he dissed Kendrick. He made fun of his his shoe size. He had some other bars, like "Backstage My City" was friend zone, like that kind of stuff. I don't even make y'all depend on "Backstage My City." It was friend zone, you know, because like I said earlier, like, Drake brought Kendrick on his Club Paradise tour when "Take Care" it came out. So, you know, that's a little subtle jab of that, like, you know, like, oh, we was cool then, but now you want to act like, you know, we got, like, yeah, you know, it's just a little subtle jazz. Made fun of his shoe size and all that. Basically saying, like, I know that I'm y'all motivation and all that, so, hey, I can handle all y'all. It's not a problem. Then you start questioning how Kendrick's position in the game, saying that other people were better than him, like SZA, Travis, 21 Savage, all the, Travis Scott, 21 Savage. He was saying, like, all those people were better than him. And then he kind of came out saying, like, what else did he say about him on this? He said, let's see, the small shoe size, him being short, he called him a pipsqueak. Let's see. He said he got more love in Kendrick City than Kendrick does. Like, what's a prince to a king? He a son. So he basically saying, like, you called me Michael Jackson was the king of pop, and you say you Prince, so you my son. You know, it's like a little layers and all that. It was cute. It was a cute diss and all that. So at the time, it was cool. I was like, all right. I said, it's a nice little thing. He was saying how Kendrick's wife was kind of like, at the time, people think like his wife was cheating on him with his bodyguard. But later on, you realize that the bodyguard, he said she need a bodyguard. I feel like he said it because he later accused Kendrick of being a abuser. He was abusing his fiance. I said his wife heard, I believe. I'm sorry if I did. His fiance, Whitney. So I believe the bodyguard line is actually to tie into that later on. He just set that little plot line up for later. But at the time, he was thinking like, oh, she messed around with his bodyguards. But after further review and these other songs that came after the fact, I believe he meant that Whitney need a bodyguard from him, because he's accusing Kendrick of being a woman beater. So we'll get back to that. So we had that going and all that. And then after that, was like, all right, Kendrick, you got to drop. Because he accused Kendrick of having, like, trash splits and everything like that with his label. Like, he was getting jacked by his label and all that. Which is crazy considering who Drake is signed to, but whatever. So after that, a couple days passed and Drake dropped TaylorMade Freestyle on Instagram. And on that, he used an AI Tupac and an AI Snoop Dogg. And they was basically saying, like, you know, like, he basically used Tupac and Snoop Dogg voice to say, like, come on, Kendrick, like, come outside and diss him. Like, come on, fight back. Like, all that kind of stuff. So it was cool. And then that song, Drake also said some things, too. About, let's see what he said. I'm trying to find it because he made a line on there. Yeah. On there, he was like, come on, Kendrick. He had Tupac voice. He's like, come on, Kendrick. Like, come on, call him a bitch. Talk about him liking young girls. That's a gift from me. You heard it on the Button podcast, It Gotta Be True, like all that kind of stuff and all that, which is crazy because going later, that kind of set up Drake for his future kind of like diversion tactic he used in the whole beef. That line itself kind of set it up a little bit though. However, I don't think it's much cause for concern in that line when I look into the beef later on. I feel like it was just like I'm trying to think two steps ahead of you kind of thing. So I'm gonna lay out. He pulled a B-Rabbit. Like I know you're probably gonna. I know what's hot to talk about me right now about different things you're gonna talk about. Probably me messing around with underage girls, which is something that Drake has been accused of for many years of being a PDF. Like we had all these things come on. Like we have all these different stories about him messing with Millie Bobby Brown. They had the video of him with the girl on stage. They kiss and all that underage girl. A bunch of things basically saying like it can point to Drake possibly being like, you know, one of them. So had all that gone. And then Drake also, let's see what he did. What song was next in it? I'm trying to think. I don't think Bury Alive, because the Bury Alive interlude part two was kind of him just making fun of Kendrick. That was one. But I want to say after Taylor Made, because I don't have the actual timeline up, and I apologize. I should have been more thorough and looked it up. But after that, that's when it was like, all right, Kendrick got to respond soon. Everybody was like, Kendrick's not going to respond. So that's when everybody was kind of like, hey, Kendrick has to respond, like, now. Like, it's time. Like, you got to respond, because there's like Kendrick, because in the song, Drake was like, nah, like, you ain't about to come outside and diss me. Like, come outside, let's play, all that kind of stuff and all that. So then that's when Kendrick came out and he dropped, with my opinion, yeah, I don't think it's the best song in the entire beef. I think it's top three. It depends. I think it's top three for sure, but I don't know if where I put it at, but I feel like it's top three. So he dropped this song on the 30th of April. It was called Euphoria. So Euphoria is a three-part song. It's three parts. And in this song, Kendrick just goes after Drake in all kind of ways. Like, he goes insane. Like, he goes very much so in debt about a lot of things, in depth about a lot of things. He basically says, like, you know, Drake is moving like a degenerate, like he's just doing shit. He's fabricating stories that he's making up based on stories or things that Kendrick Lamar has spoken on his many albums, or from Miss Morale, which was his latest album at this point in time, his latest album, Miss Morale. He heard that album, because that album, Kendrick got real personal about his life and trauma and things that's going on personally in his life that he, you know, admitted to and worked through and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, healing and breaking generational trauma, or overcoming generational trauma, breaking generational curse, things like that. That was the album. It was a very personal album. So he basically saying Drake's going to use that album and try to come out and just say different things and all that kind of stuff. So he had that going. So then he goes on and he makes lines about, like, let's see. He talks about, it's kind of like it was something this is told Jay Prince and his son a little bit, and that they had that going. We don't care about that right now, though. We're here for the main event. Let's see. He starts talking about him. He says, like, the very first time I shot me a Drake, the homie told me to aim it this way. I didn't point down enough today. I show you I learned from those mistakes. Like, he's talking about that. So that's like setting it off the trend, like saying, yeah, this is for you, Drake. Like, this is for you. So serves that he mentions how Drake brought a ring in the auction from Tupac. He brings that up. He was saying like he's willing to double the amount that Drake paid to get the ring back because he feels like Drake doesn't deserve it, and he's a culture vulture and all that kind of things. And you know, Pac turned on his grave that a Canadian nigga has his belongings. He makes a couple funny bars in there, like when he says, what is the braids? Because, you know, Drake has braids now. Saying, like, you tripping. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You on some wild shit. Like, you must be losing your mind because the braids are too tight. Loosen them up. This little funny jazz he throw in there. He mentioned about having three goats left. which is like, I guess you could kind of say that when the people who listen to that song, though, like him, Cole, and Drake are like the biggest names in that group that he listed. They're the ones that still remain out of that group. The other ones kind of, I wouldn't say fell off, but a couple, they didn't get as big as these three did. So he's like, the three ghosts left, and I seen two of them kissing and hooking on stage, referring to Cole and Drake that were on tour together. He's saying he loved them to death. He had a couple of bars around there, you know. It was cool. There's like eight bars, and he ended with a YNW Melly line, which is cool, you know. YNW Melly's case and all that kind of stuff about him, you know, killing his friend. That happened. He mentioned how, like, Drake dissed Pharrell on a song called Meltdown with Travis Scott. And he mentioned how Drake is Drake is worried about pushing other people. He needs to go back and push T, who dissed him very badly and all that kind of stuff. He goes there, says that, he goes further in, saying, like, he knows some things. He mentions playing Have You Ever, which is, he goes back to that in another song he drops. He goes in there saying about Have You Ever and all that kind of stuff. Like, have you ever played Have You Ever? Okay, let's play. Like, stuff like that. He basically says, like, I like Drake with melodies. I don't like Drake to try to be a fake gangster. He's saying that, you know, Drake is making up this gangster life that he lives, and he not really like that. Goes back to like that song and all that. So, he goes there. He mentions some other things. He's doing some more funny jabs to Drake, saying, I know they call you the boy, but where's the man? Because I ain't seen him yet. Matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Can I bleed him? Then he says, I see you stand by Sexy Red. I believe you see two bad bitches. Because Drake has this very, very wild infatuation with Sexy Red now. They're like, yeah, it's funny. He says how Drake tried to do a cease and desist on like that. He mentions Drake's diss song to Meek Mill, Back to Back, saying he liked that record. He's going to get back to that for the record, which we're going to get to that in a second. Goes from there. Then he comes back, and he mentions how Drake's a terrible father. He goes back to this is more. He leans into this more heavy. Goes how Drake's a terrible father and all that kind of stuff, and just disses them. And he's used a lot of clever bars, and that was for the sake of not boring. I'm not going to dive into too many of them, but he goes a lot of clever bars. He makes like a clever AI line. Refers to his label's OVO, which should go back to that later too. Makes fun of Drake's slang in Toronto. Mission going to spots that is in his city. Stuff like that. It's just a lot of stuff that he had going on in the verse. Like, it's a lot of clever wordplay there, things like that. But we'll dive more into that when we get to another part of the of this explanation, this beef and anything like that. So Kendrick dropped Before You. People love to say, oh man, that's a good song. Like, it's a good song. Then he followed up in the same format Drake did and dropped a song on IG called 616 in LA. Personally, me, this is my favorite out of all the disses. It may not be the most layered heavy one out of all of them, but I just enjoy the song itself. Like, I just do. Like, that and Euphoria, I enjoy those two. I enjoy Drake, one of Drake disses a lot too, but I'll get to that in a minute. But at 616 in LA, he has like, he basically starts out rapping from, initially, I didn't catch this at first, but over time, I realized the first part of the verse, he was rapping from Drake's side. Like, Drake raps about luxury and blowing a lot of money and things like that, like the lifestyle, he liked the fame. And Kendrick raps from that side from the first half of his verse, and then he switches it to his side, because he starts out saying, like, Off-White Sunset at the marina, fuck a Phantom, I like to buy yachts when I get the fever. Kendrick never talks like this, and never, ever, like, excuse me, Kendrick never talks about flexing the money and all that. He never does that. Then he said, wine cooler spill on my white t-shirt to sightseer. Trifecta money more than culture. That's my leisure, my visa. Passport tat, I show up in Ibiza. Kendrick never, ever raps about traveling to Turks and Caicos and Ibiza. He never raps about this at all. Like, this is not him at all. And then he switches up. And he says, God, my confession is yours, but who am I if I don't go to war? There's opportunity, we're living, we're lost. I discover myself when I fall short. Now, that's more like Kendrick. And he raps about being protected by three angels, which we all know is the three archangels in the Bible, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. He raps about being protected by those three. And that's when he kind of just starts saying, like, you know, have you ever thought that, he said, are you ready to play Have You Ever? Well, let's see, have you ever thought that OVO is working for me, assuming that he has someone on OVO on Drake's side working for him. in the beef and all that. So he has that gone. Then he comes back and he says, like, you can't slide out this one. It's just going to resurface. But just saying, like, yeah, we here now. So what I'm about to put out, you know, we're about to go there. And that goes from Euphoria, which I forgot to mention this. I apologize. So Euphoria, the beginning part, he says, don't tell no lies about me, and I won't tell truths about you. So he's basically saying, like, you can just keep it friendly. We just rap. But if you want to go personal, I can go further. And you don't want to go there. Trust me, you don't want to go there because I live a boring life. You don't. You got a lot of skeletons in your closet, and I could pull them all out one by one. So that's just like, this is more like a warning to Drake, saying like, hey, like, look, just relax, chill, like, keep it friendly. Don't go personal and talk about the family, and we good. So he goes on. He just says a couple things. He's saying like how DJ Academics is looking compromised. Like, everybody in Drake's circle in the corner is looking compromised because they're like, they don't have no dirt on Kendrick for real, and they're all, you know, putting up fake propaganda to protect Drake and all that. So Drake drops later. I think that was later that evening, that night. Yeah, later that night, Drake drops Family Matters. So in Family Matters, Drake was basically like, he was dissing the hell out of Kendrick in this one. He sent a lot of straight shots to him. He was saying, like, you're not really gang affiliated. Like, I know people that's really, you know, really in the street, like, really in the gang life, and you're not really cut like that. Like, you're not really a part, you're not affiliated with none of that. But I know niggas that really are. He misses how J. Cole took down his diss, saying that he's losing sleep on it, but he's not. He said, we can keep going. He said, like, you accuse me of all these things, but if you ain't got paperwork, then it's fake news. Or as Drake said, fake tea, which is crazy as a grown man. But he says that. Then he says, what else did he say in here that was good? He was saying, like, you always rapping like you're trying to get the slaves freed. There's another line. And he's like, you're acting like an activist, basically saying, like, Kendrick's not really. Excuse me. Bless me, y'all. So he comes on there and he says how, like, Kendrick's not a real activist. It's all make-believe and just, like, facade to, like, get, you know, get attention and whatnot. Then he mentions how, like, on some Bobby shit, I want to know what Whitney need, basically saying, like, I want to know what your fiance needs. Like, does she need protection? Because he accuses Kendrick of being, like, horrible to her and whatnot, like, not being good to her. He also mentions how he thinks how one of Kendrick's kids is actually for his agent, Dave Free. He mentioned that. And then he says, let's see, what else he says in here that was good? That's pretty much it for that one. Then he switches the beat. And he goes talking about the other rappers. Like, he talks about, like, Rick Ross that came for him. He talks about The Weeknd, all that. Drake had a lot going on. So, partially in Drake's defense, he had a lot of people he was trying to respond to in one time. So, his songs jumped a lot. Because he had, the first verse was Kendrick. The second one was a bunch of, like, this is to everybody else. Like, it was a lot of things. So he finished dissing, like, the other people that was speaking on him, like Ross, Weeknd, ASAP, all that. He goes on and ends that verse. And then another verse starts, another beat switch. And that's when he goes back to Kendrick. He said, okay, I'm back to you, Kendrick. Now, like, I got them out the way, we're back to you. So then we said, Kendrick's open his mouth, so I'm gonna hand up my Grammy right now, because people say with Kendrick, they think Kendrick lyrics are deeper than they really are. I agree too. I think a lot of people overanalyze Kendrick lyrics because they consider him a genius, and I think they make up a lot of entendres in his head, but I don't think Kendrick thought that far ahead in some of them. I think they just make it up. So then he says about how you want to take it for real. They come get his Lexi out of my house. He goes there. He says, like, he didn't really do a cease and desist, which Metro posted a screenshot of an email saying that Drake's team did send a cease and desist for like that. And he said that the Tupac Estate, oh, also with TaylorMade Freestyle, he had to take it down because the Tupac Estate, basically said, like, cease and desist on that. They made him take it down. So Drake accused Kendrick of calling the Tupac Estate and making them take down that diss. Let's see. Then he mentions how he says Kendrick's dad got robbed by Top, which wasn't true. Well, Top is Top Dog. That's Anthony. That's his that was his CEO, his boss at one point for the label Top Dog and all that. So he accused that. That's from a song on Damn called Duckworth. And that song, his dad didn't really get robbed by Top. His Top was planning on robbing the spot, recognized Kendrick's dad, and then, you know, it was like, you cool and all that. So then they kind of was just cordial after that. So it's kind of like Kendrick's dad just gave him extra food and all that kind of stuff. Like, it wasn't nothing. It's like Kendrick basically said, like, you're going to take the songs and fabricate this, that, and the third. And Drake was doing that. Like, he was doing these things. So we had that go on. What else did we have going in there? I'm trying to think. What else we had going on in this song. Let's see. He said some other things. He made a clever bar about Fuck the Big Three. It's only Big D in this video proof. That's from a leaked video of Drake being exposed. I'm not going to get into that. He was saying, like, our sons are going to play at the park too, like 10 kids, that shit will be cute, like all that. And then the visual for this song, too, was amazing as well. Like, the Family Matters visual, it was amazing. Like, he touched on a lot of different points, and there's a lot of shots and subliminals towards Kendrick. Of course, the podcast is in video format, so I can't show that, but he, like, go check the video. If you listen to Family Matters, you heard the song, you have seen the video, which you should have at this point, go see the video for it. The video for it really paints the picture of the song way better. Like, it really... It adds a lot to it. Like, that makes this diss, it boosts this diss up a lot. Because, like, listening to it just without the visuals, it kind of lessens it for me. But once you add the visuals to it, it kind of gives it another, it boosts it up to another level. Like, I honestly, in my heart of hearts, feel like if Drake would have dropped this song for, like, majority of the rappers, like a Meek Mill, like he already did, beat Meek Mill in a battle, like a Meek Mill, even a Common. Like, he probably would be Common with this, too. Like he would be Common. Who else would he have beat? A couple people, like people he beefed with in the past. I'm not sure about, well, he could have beat Push with this level of creativity, I believe, possibly. I don't know. It kind of would have been hard because Push is a lyricist, so it would have been difficult. I feel like it would have made it closer, though, if he would have did some. Anyway, so with this, he probably would have won the majority of beefs. Or like at this moment, like the beef would be over with after this because, like, you can't come back from there. It's a lot, like, he did a lot. And then he was saying, like, how Kendrick proposed in 2015 and, you know, Whitney's not his wife. And then he was saying, like, you want to rap like you the Black Messiah. And he said, you want to like you the Black Messiah, but you wiped up a mixed queen and all that kind of stuff. He said he's in all these songs. So he was basically saying, like, all that. And he was saying, like, your darkest secrets coming to light. And that's when he kind of accused Kendrick of beating his wife and all that, saying that it was self-defense from him. He said he put his hands on his wife and asked, was that self-defense for Kendrick since his wife is bigger than him, because he's making another short joke to Kendrick and all that. It was a very clever song. Like, the song was really dope. Like, it's not a bad song. Like, it didn't age as well because of the Future songs that kind of made Drake like he was just saying shit. But at the time, it was cool. But then the song didn't have no time to breathe either, because Kendrick literally dropped 20 minutes later, he dropped a song called Meet the Grams. And Meet the Grams, he actually wrote a letter. Every verse is a letter to a different family member of Drake's. He wrote one to Adonis, Drake's mom, Drake's dad, Drake himself, and then an apparent 11-year-old daughter, which I wish he hadn't brought that up, because Pusha T took the, oh, you're a deadbeat angle already with kids you're hiding from the world. He already took that angle. So without the proof behind it, kind of make like Kendrick just saying that. Like, it don't really hold much weight. They say that, like, people in Kendrick circle around that are people they've interviewed, they say, like, what Kendrick brought to the table was facts. Like, if he wasn't cap on it. However, until I see Drake has a daughter that's 11 years old and he's not claiming and all that, I can't really say that's factual. I feel like that's just something just thrown out there. So I can't really give Kendrick a boost for that one. That's kind of what knocks Meet the Grounds down, because Meet the Grounds is a very menacing song. And it just sounds demonic. Like, it's very menacing and demonic. Like, it's evil song. Like, you could just tell. Because, like, Kendrick said in Euphoria, which I skipped over this, he said in Euphoria, it's always been about love and hate. Now, let me say, I'm the biggest hater. And he said, I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, the way that you dress. he hated everything about him, basically. So this further adds that, stretch the point, like, Drake, I really hate you. Like, it's nothing nice I have to say about you. And he basically accused Drake of being like a pedophile, saying like you love your family, keep him away. If you got like a little sister or something like that, then he probably wants, you know, like all that kind of stuff. Like he basically accused Drake of being a pedophile or a PDF, as we say on the internet nowadays. He accused Drake of being both those things. And yeah, it was just crazy. It was just a menacing ass song. And it was just even more wild because he literally dropped it like not even an hour after Drake dropped Family Matters Individual. He dropped the song like immediately after that, which is just insane. And that made people believe too, like, oh wait, Kendrick does have a mole in OVO. Like he does. He has to, because there's no way that he dropped that quick and was ready. Like he has to have somebody with information and all that. And it started to look like he does have information from all of that. So the next day, we go to May 4th, and Kendrick drops again. He drops what to me is, I don't think it's the best song in the beef. It's just the most popular at this point, and there's no denying it. It's the most popular song on the planet right now. Like, it's Not Like Us. We've all heard it. I don't think I need to go into the details about the song. I think we've all heard it, what Drake accused them of. You know, like you said, you know, how his OVO partners, they got some weird cases going around. Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles, wop, 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 dot fuck them up. Well, I don't think I need to go into this. He has some very clever bars in there, like, I'm about to pass on his body. I'm John Stockton, basketball player, Utah Jazz. Who did he pass to a lot? Who was his teammate? Karl Malone. What was Karl Malone? A PDF. He had a 13-year-old girl, I think a 13 or 14-year-old girl pregnant. When he was older. He was way older. Look it up. It's a thing. He's definitely a PDF. He got away with it, too. Crazy. Go look it up. He goes to say, I hear you like him, young Drake. Been able to go to Cell Block 1. Any bitch to talk to him, they in love. Make sure you have your little sister from. He goes to the other lines on there. Then he goes on, be rad, stand to a bitch, you Malibu's most wanted. Like, from the movie Malibu's Wanted, which was about a fake white boy trying to be a fake rap, gangster rapper. That was crazy. He's talked a lot about shit that Drake did. He called Drake a fan. Or, you know, like you say, he a fan. He's actually saying, you know, he a freak-ass nigga. He said, freak-ass nigga, he a 69 guard. Freak-ass nigga, he a 69 guard. Tell you to run for his life. The hey, run for your life. It's kind of like Fat Albert, which is crazy, because that was a kid's show. It's all, it's so many layers going into it. It's just crazy. It's just a crazy song. A lot of funny jabs and bars. And it's just funny. Then the last verse, he goes on to about how he basically makes a similarity to Drake culture appropriation to how, you know, they did things back in the day, like with Atlanta, and he uses that. It's a nice little setup he got going. It's a nice setup he going. Like, it's the song is funny. It's funny. It's catchy. It's a hit. Like, everywhere you go, you can hear the song. So then Drake dropped The Hard Part 6, and then The Hard Part 6, which is a playoff of Kendrick's Heart series, which I honestly predicted he was going to do this. He played off of Kendrick's Heart series and all that. So he had that gone. And when he did that, he came on and he this song, he shouldn't have dropped this song, in my opinion. I feel like Drake should have dropped this song only because he contradicts himself a lot in the track. And he did what Kendrick said he was going to do, which is fabricate a story based on what you heard of Miss Morale, because he used the song Mud Eye Sober and made it seem like Kendrick was getting like molested and all that. That's why he's projecting Drake being a pedophile onto him. But it's like, that's not what he said in the song. The song was about his mother having experienced molestation from a family member when she was younger. So she assumed that it was happening to him as well, because she assumed that was a thing that occurred in the family. So it was actually a very deep and touching song and everything like that. But Drake misinterpreted, and it kind of messed it up. Like, a lot of things he said in the song, like, I'm not going to go deep into this song because a lot of things he said, he, like, misinterpreted. Then also DJ Academics, which is, like, the biggest Drake dick rider, like, the OVO dick rider is literally the lead of the battalion, is literally DJ Academics, and he even said, like, yeah, Kendrick's son is his, Drake made that up. Like, so that's why I can't really go into this. I can't, because it's like a lot of things he said. Like, he said that if I was really a pedophile, I'd be locked up by now, which is not true, because we've seen Diddy just got pulled into the light of what he was doing behind the scenes all these years. Is he just a diabolical human being? R. Kelly, we knew what he was doing, but they let it slide. He got seen what he was doing. They let it slide, and it got brought back, and he ran out of bread, in my opinion, and they started snitching on him. He finally got put down. Well, not put down. Taken down like he should have been taken down years ago. But we see it all the time. They say Jay-Z next. Stay tuned. We don't know. They say they got some stuff on Jay-Z they're going to bring out soon. That's what they say on the conspiracy theory side of things and all that, TikToks and all that. So we'll see. But it's just a lot of things he said in the song I don't really go into, because it's like it's been debunked, so I can't really defend this song. Like, Family Matters was dope. I love what he did on Family Matters. I do. I love what Drake did on Family Matters. I love what he did on Push-Ups. I do. I thought the TaylorMade freestyle was funny because of how he did it. I didn't take that as serious until it did, but I feel like the TaylorMade freestyle he posted on IG was funny. The Buried Alive interlude part 2 that he did, which I skipped over that because it's not really nothing he said in there, like, for real. It's just kind of like he just made fun of the song that Kendrick did for him and all that. Like, that was cool. Like, I like how he played on that. And like I said, in Family Matters, for sure, I liked all the layers he covered. He attacked everything that was brought against him, like, perfectly. Like, he did it. Like, he lined everything up. It's just that Kendrick came out with bigger heat after the fact. And, like, it makes Kendrick, and then, like, with the stuff that Drake said getting kind of debunked more than Kendrick's statements getting debunked. The biggest hit against Kendrick is Meet the Grams, in my opinion. Because on Meet the Grams, he mentioned the 11-year-old daughter. And Pusha T already took this angle and proved it. You took this angle and you didn't prove it. So I feel like that knocks Meet the Grams down a lot. So I feel like Meet the Grams gets knocked down a couple tiers for me. I like the song, but I feel like it gets knocked down a couple tiers for me. I feel like the best songs from East Side of the Table, over on the disc, not the most popular, the best songs, Euphoria for Kendrick, Family Matters for Drake. I feel like those are the best two songs out of this entire beef overall. The most popular song and the funniest song and the song that I personally enjoy the most is Not Like Us, because it's just a funny ass song. I think it's hilarious. And yeah, I just feel like overall with this, I feel like, and then also forgot about this too. On July 4th, Kendrick dropped the video for Not Like Us. He dropped the video, and the video was full of so many subliminals for Drake. It was so many disses for Drake in that video. I'll dive into that on part 2. We're going to the visuals, because we have to get into Kendrick's concert, and I have to get into the visuals for Not Like Us video. We'll get to those two on the next part of this series, which I've gone to streaming along. This is just like the explanation of like the beef itself. I'll go into the next part on a part 2. Where I'll get into basically that actually ties into my next point. Actually, this ties perfectly to how I got it lined up. So we're going to start that on the next part of it. With that being said, I will bid you all adieu. I'm going to record part 2 and put it out as soon as I can. Part 1 will be going out Friday, July 12th. So this will be tomorrow. I'm recording this today on Thursday. So tomorrow, that's when part 1 be going out. Part 2 will be going out next week. I'll probably put it out sooner. Actually, I put out a little earlier, but part 2 is going to come out sooner, and yeah, we're going to go from there. But y'all take it easy. Appreciate y'all. Peace out. Have a good one.